discovery.
It's an important time for the soybeans right now. Red River Farm Network's Don Wick has more from West Fargo in this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update. We are in the West Fargo area. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network, and Tom Frappier is with us, strategic account manager, and these guys are busy spraying everything right about now. It's the season. Maybe some guys dealing with some of their PP acres and some of those kind of things, but we need to get out into these fields.
Yeah, you know, the rule of thumb is the best thing to see in your field is your own shadow, and that's exactly what we want to talk a little bit about today. Is we're in a soybean field to talk about some of the things you can be scouting for in soybeans right now.
So where are we, first of all, in the development of this crop?
Some of the earlier planted fields, we did have some guys that planted soybeans first before corn, even before wheat. And so some of those have been blooming now since right around the 4th of July, if not a little bit earlier. A lot of fields right now are in R2, so there's no pods in the top half of the plant, but plenty of flowers showing up. And so we're in a stage right now where the soybean plant is trying to both grow in size and dimension as well as trying to bloom, so move into that reproductive period. So it's a pretty important time for soybeans right now, and they're making a lot of progress with these kind of days.
So Tom, hot, sticky weather. We've had a lot of moisture in many cases. Seems like it could be setting up for a white mold year.
Oh, I definitely think it's setting up for a white mold year. We've got some early planted beans. They've canopied so well right now, and they look really lush. And we're out here this morning. The dew is thick, and so plant canopy is wet. We're blooming, so all these flowers, as they dry off and die off, infection sites open for white mold. So and now's the window to start thinking about treating for white mold, because if we're in R2, that's a good window for any fungicide on soybeans, but especially for white mold, because you're not going to see the disease now. You're just going on the potential that could show up. And another key point in that is we have a lot of soybeans on soybean ground.
Yeah.
Definitely potential for white mold.
What about IDC? Some chlorosis issues, I'm thinking, with this wet weather, too.
Yeah, we've definitely seen that flash. Probably last week was kind of a peak in some fields, and so it was a lot of differentiation. We saw it inside some of the satellite imagery that we have. Things have kind of quieted down a little bit this week. Varieties have recovered nice. Our agronomists down south actually have some single-row trials where they go into an iron chlorosis-prone area, and we've seen some real nice separation. So when you start sorting out varieties, good data in the field is really valuable stuff.
Again, that take-home message, get out in those fields, see what we got.
Absolutely.
Tom Frappier with us. Again, strategic account manager with Pioneer. I'm Don Wick. That's our Pioneer Agronomy Update.
Thanks, Don. Watch this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update on the Red River Farm Network's Facebook page.
Walk up.